Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the most pro wrestling podcast. It's Scotty V. It's Monday Night Mike. It's UK Tom. The whole gang is back. Here we go. We are having a great little time. Toyota Tom's here. Monday Night Mike. What's going on, fellas?
Toyota Tom.
What am I, two people now?
Yeah.
I had to throw it in one more time because it still is. Hilarious to me that you joined a Toyota Zoom meeting instead of joining us on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
I have never been so confused in my life. I was like, that's not Mike.
Who are these sleeves? People? Yeah. It's a proper meeting.
Why are we wearing suits? Wait, I can't understand what they're saying. Oh, wait, that's normal.
Oh, fellas, I am fully out of my, and I never really got into it. I'm fully out of my WrestleMania hangover. I am enjoying wrestling so much right now. I'm just having
loves wrestling.
I'm having the greatest time. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, even Dynamite. I'm getting back into. I watched some TNA this past weekend.
Don't forget to cancel that.
Oh fuck, that's right. I gotta cancel TNA Plus. I cannot have a repeat of New Japan World.
Yeah, let that ride out.
No, I can't. I really can't. I think it's more expensive than New Japan World, so I really gotta cut that shit off. So oof. Okay. Yeah, but I'm having a blast watching wrestling. I'm just enjoying the last couple of years. I've been really heavy into storylines. I love the Bloodline storyline. I love things leading up to WrestleMania 41. And then sometimes the matches were just didn't live up to the storylines throughout the shows. But I don't know. I'm kind of seeing a flip right now. Some of the storylines, I'm like, okay, whatever. But damn, that was a great tag team match with AJ and Penta versus whoever. Like, I'm just enjoying the matches. So, yeah, I'm fully kicked out of my WrestleMania hangover.
Yeah, Reaper did it for me.
Yeah.
It was nice to see Reaper. Maybe it's because, like, live and the amount of shit talk available on YouTube now if you want to see the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast flipping people off. It's there for you.
Also, Aaron, you left in me sticking my head over the barricade and waving at the camera, and I don't think I've laughed at anything on a wrestling show as much as I laughed at myself. So
what a fucking mark.
Funny.
Fucking mark.
But yeah, that first show, that Reaper Wrestling debut, is now up on YouTube. Search him out. It's just Reaper Wrestling. Find him, give him a like, subscribe, share, all that fun stuff. Do that once you've gone to our socials and YouTube channel at In My House Pod. Like, subscribe, share, do all that fun stuff. Guys, before we get into another local wrestling show that we're hitting up this week, which is CWE. They're in town with a big wrestling superstar as well. This past weekend, fellas, my goodness, we were treated as wrestling fans to a ton of pro wrestling. Started off on Friday night with, obviously, Friday Night SmackDown. TNA's Under Siege was Friday night, which, again, if you have TNA Plus like I do that you need to cancel, you can watch it there. Actually, you know what pisses me off? They put that show on YouTube for free the next day.
Awesome.
Yeah they did.
I was just like, I love that. I have TNA Plus. So we got those two shows on Friday. Saturday was Saturday night's main event, which we'll get into in a second here. Sunday, you've got NXT Battleground, and you got AEW Double or Nothing. We were treated, fellas. If you wanted to watch pro wrestling this weekend, that's what you got. I like it. Wrestling world's booming.
I watched, in some people's opinion, entirely too much professional wrestling this weekend.
Not a real thing here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
It might be.
I disagree with them. So
it might be too much wrestling.
There is no such thing. Although I'm not one of those people, which I see on Twitter, they're watching two shows at the same time. I my brain can't do that.
You're not one of those people yet.
No, my brain can't do that. like even on where we're recording here, we've got the little screens at the top and the big screen, and I'm like, no, I can't deal with this. There's too many screens.
I can play.
He
vids.
Never gets to the chat in the Zoom call.
No, I do not.
I can play vids and have like watching Raw Netflix on my laptop beside me. I can do that and still catch everything and still enjoy my time. I can do that quite a bit, quite easily. But I didn't have to do that this weekend because I locked in to Saturday night's main event.
Popular programs in the history of television.
I'm pumped up. I'm excited. It's Saturday night main event.
Guys, that music, as soon as that music starts, it takes you right back. It is the perfect setup to a super fun, jam-packed 2 hours of pro wrestling on primetime television. Four of the five matches were a lot of fun. I enjoyed them quite a bit. There's one stinker in there that just got shoehorned into that show, and you didn't need to do it. WWE, you did not need to add Chelsea Green versus Zelina Vega, because that was a miss.
It hurts me to agree with how much I really enjoy Chelsea Green, but that was bad. And I don't necessarily know if it was Chelsea's fault.
Just an off night at bad night at the office for both of them, in my opinion. But that show was set up. Yeah. But that show was set up really, really nicely with the four matches that they had. Shoehorning that one in for whatever reason, you could have waited a week because it was short on time. Just didn't need to happen on the show. But the show opened with a bang, because we got that tag team match of Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker versus CM Punk and Sami Zayn. And guys, I think that pop for Punk is getting louder each week. People love seeing Pepsi Phil each and every week.
You know what the problem is in all of this? You gotta change Seth Rollins' music now.
Yes, absolutely you do.
You have... The audience still loves it way too much. And if you're trying to get them over as a bad guy faction, Def Rebel's got to fucking cook up a stinker of a fucking song for them to come out to. Ugh. Because it's just not helping. That's not going to help whatever you're doing here. It really won't.
Tom and I saw on Monday night, Seth Rollins even kind of addressed it a little bit too. Like, they come out on Monday Night Raw, the crowd's singing the song, Seth's cutting his heel promo, and he's like, you guys even sing my song, so you believe every word I'm saying. But the crowd starts booing him right away. But then later on, they're singing his song again in the main event. Like, it just, it doesn't work. They need to change the song to whatever skillet ripoff that Def Rebel can come up with.
That's right, they should.
So, but
because if not, I think it's going to hurt that story in the long run.
I agree. I completely agree. But we got a fantastic little tag team match to open up that show. Crowd was really hot in Tampa for that opening tag, which was fun. And we saw the debut of the newest member of the new Dangerous Alliance, whatever they're calling this. You get Bronson Reed making his big return that Dave Meltzer just perfectly predicted.
Only Uncle Dave could.
That's right. That's right. But Bronson Reed's now part of this faction with Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker. And we're starting to see Tsunamis again, which I love. Bronson Reed is such a fun wrestler to watch. Do you like the pairing that we're getting now? Do you think that it should have stayed the two? Do you think they should have added a woman instead of Bronson Reed? What are your thoughts on Bronson Reed joining the new Seth Heyman faction?
It's great. It gets Bronson Reed over. It finally could get Bronson Reed over.
I love it.
Yeah. Like, I think it's a great addition. It's a great big man to add to it.
Immediately need Braun and Braun, as I've started calling them, as the tag team champions. I need
the bronze.
The bronze. I need that now. Mainly because then Xavier Woods will be off my TV screen again.
I don't approve of this Xavier Woods hate. Big fan of Xavier Woods, but go on.
Well, you are about to approve of what I'm going to say. And it's going to hurt me. I really enjoyed Sami Zayn during that tag.
Shut up.
Both banned.
You're not allowed.
I'm the only one.
What did I say? I didn't say shit. You don't ban me, bitch. I stand by my hatred. It's pure and it's white hot. Fuck Sami Zayn.
I really enjoyed his work and on Raw this week.
Yeah.
This will all be redacted.
This will not be redacted. No, this will not be redacted.
You made Sami it Zayn. Very clear that Tom and I were not allowed to be Zaniacs ever again. And this guy's coming out, get right back on the bandwagon. Well, here I am. Hating him.
I stand by everything I've ever said about his promos. I hate his promos. But in ring this weekend and on Raw, I thought he was very good.
Very good, Mike. He was very good. He wasn't good. He was fine. He was very good.
He's a fucking loser.
He's not. No, I will go out of my way to say, Sami Zayn, you were great again this weekend.
Did Sami Zayn win the match?
Well, they technically did, yeah, because Bronson Reed cause interference. So yes, Sami Zayn did win the match. We're not talking Finn Balor here. We're talking Sami Zayn. All right.
They're one and the same for me because I stand by what I've said in the past. A true hero to the podcast, really.
I hope for big things for Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker.
And Sami Zayn.
That Tsunami is awesome. I pop for it every time.
And it gets me excited. I'm like, yeah. I never thought about this before, but I would love to see Bronson Reed versus CM Punk. That match would be a lot of fun.
I would love to see Bronson Reed try and take a GTS.
That's the fun of it, right? How does Punk beat a Bronson Reed? He can't get him up for the GTS.
Anaconda Vice, baby.
The Anaconda Vice is there, but Bronson's got some thick arms on him as well.
He should bring back the Pepsi Plunge.
Right?
It was a very good opener to Saturday night's main event.
I loved
it. My guy's back on the train of everything's good and nothing's bad. I'll bring the negativity back on the
I said Chelsea Green was shit.
We literally started the Saturday main event talk about how that match was not good. It was all negative. Mike's got selective hearing all of a sudden when it comes talking to my favorites. I mean,
these guys just hate women is what I'm getting.
On that note, it was great to see Leilani Kai in the audience. WWE paying tribute to some legends that are in Tampa. It seemed like it meant a lot to her too, just from seeing her stuff on Twitter and Facebook. Just
her Twitter account is awesome. Some of the stuff she posts,
mm-hmm.
I really want to see her and Judy Martin go in the Hall of Fame.
I think we're getting there. But you saw other legends like Tatanka. He was there.
Woo!
They should have made him put the face paint on for his 10 seconds on the screen. I don't care how old he is. But the
get your gimmick on.
Like if they
be
ever put
somebody.
If they ever put Demolition in that front row and they're not painted up, I'm gonna be pissed.
Well, there is one guy that is in the crowd that's always gimmicked up, and the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, was there as well, getting his camera time as he always does. But I think you pointed out in the group chat, dude's 81 years old, looking younger than all.
God,
yeah, God bless you, Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
So, were there any other legends there? I want to say I'm missing one or two. Oh, yeah,
IRS and Wyndham.
Yeah. Barry Wyndham and IRS.
Bushwhacker Luke.
Was there, right?
Hey, I love seeing Bushwhacker Luke every time he shows up, either on an indie or WWE. I mean, fuck, he was supposed to come in for CWE last year, and he's like fucking 77 or some shit. Just, Danny, make that happen.
Let the man die.
Old timer. We got the cage match with Drew McIntyre and Damian Priest in the semi-main event.
It's boring.
Good
way to write off Damian.
Drew.
Or not Damian, Drew, sorry.
Yeah. I hate when especially a babyface walks out the door so calm, cool, and collect to win a steel cage match.
So does Jesse Ventura.
Jeez Louise, Jesse Ventura went in. I think just straight on in, like, what the fuck is this? Why are you walking out the door? Like, I don't think he was caught up to speed at all. He seemed legitimately irritated with the creative booking on how to end that match. But it's a fine way to get
love to see it.
It's a fine way to get Drew off. But would you not have gotten Drew off TV? It was a much more violent match at Backlash than the cage match that we saw at Saturday Night Main Event. So
They needed something for Saturday Night's Main Event.
I suppose so. But I always mark out a little bit for the cage coming down. I like the steel cage.
I do. I wanted them to use the old school blue cage because it was Saturday Night Main Event. I wanted the bar cage back.
Man, I wouldn't mind here seeing the blue cage come back. That's the cage I grew up with. Like, that's the first steel cage I ever saw. And then when I started watching WCW and seeing like an actual steel cage, I'm like, why is that so different? That's completely different. And then you come to find out why WWF made that big blue cage, how much everybody actually fucking hated it. So
it's and how, also how else is Bundy gonna climb?
Exactly, right? So it was a fun show. Outside of the main event, are we missing anything really big that we want to touch on?
What happened to your prediction of John Cena and R-Truth stealing the weekend?
Yeah.
And wasn't it exactly like Mike and I said it would be?
Mm. I just got no Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah, apart from that.
I will give you guys your due. Well done.
You will?
I will.
What's wrong with you? You fall down today? Hit your head? Or
I might you? Have. So I watched that match and as soon as I believe it was either. Yeah, it was right after that match. There was a commercial for HIV.
Jesus
Christ. That's what I feel like. That's what happened is we were just infected by John Cena's bullshit and garbage wrestling. And the fact that that's his gimmick now of, I'm ruining wrestling. So I'm just going to creatively have these god awful wrestling matches, and then he can be like, well, that's what I was supposed to do. I'm a heel. It's bad television. It's bad entertainment. It's a bad product. Nobody wants this. Even Cena fans are bitching online, like, can we redo the reunion tour next year because this sucks? Just fucking.
We got Ron Cena.
We got Ron Cena.
What more does anybody want?
Yeah. Ron Cena cut a great promo on SmackDown.
He really did.
And then we get this giant stinker of a fucking quote unquote match. Like, I'm fucking so over it. I'm so over this fucking loser. Just get off my TV.
The heat I like. I'll allow all of it when you get heated and call him a fucking loser. There's nothing that cuts deeper on this podcast than a professional wrestler getting called a fucking loser.
I can't stand it. I'll get into it later. Fuck that guy so much.
Well, you got to see him twice that night because he showed up at the end of the main event. Actually, three times. Because you saw him in the backstage segment with Jey Uso, too, which is like watching
So you definitely didn't understand what Jey Uso was saying, that's for sure.
Nope. And, oh my God, don't ever put them two in a promo against each other again. Jesus Christ.
So, speaking of Jey Uso, actually, Tom, so Gunther and him are going to be a thing again?
Yeah, June 6th. 9th.
9th.
He better murder Jey Uso. He better murder him, put him in the fucking ground, be done with this.
Well, Jey said he was going to make him tap again.
No.
Which nobody wanted.
Shouldn't have made him tap the first time.
Nobody wanted that in the first place. If you're going to beat him, use one of your fucking 16 finishing moves that you use and steal from everybody else. Do that. Nobody wants an exciting wrestler like Jey Uso to do a submission move. Nobody wants that.
An exciting wrestler?
I just want to say, understand what he's saying. Give you some Booker T.
Cut that shit out of that fucking promo. I hate it. It makes me mad every fucking time.
Guys, happy to see we're back on track with the hate here.
Also, Jey Uso versus Logan Paul, dog shit, awful, boring, worst Logan Paul's ever looked.
Wow, I don't know. Yeah. Mania wasn't great.
It was not. This was worse.
Yeah,
this was worse.
Yeah.
It didn't deliver in the way that I'd hoped, which is unfortunate. But John Cena comes out, causes interference, pulls the referee out, but there's no disqualification, which was really weird. But he goes after Jey Uso. No, there wasn't, because Jey Uso.
No, you're right. Jey Uso was stupid.
The 1-2-3. Exactly. Exactly. It was stupid. Because anytime John Cena's involved in anything, it's fucking stupid.
You know what was stupid? The return of that broody twink, Cody Rhodes.
Whoa!
Hey.
Why is he back? Why
broody
is he...
twink is the name of the episode.
Why is he getting involved in a Raw thing? This has nothing to do
because
with him.
Because that bitch John Cena.
You shut your fucking mouth. This has nothing to do with Cody Rhodes. It's a fucking stupid thing.
No, John Cena is unbranded. John Cena got involved.
Unbranded.
He got involved.
He is unbranded.
There, John Cena.
Sniff my taint. He's unbranded.
Now who's being a broody twink? Come on now. Fuck's sake.
I am the farthest fucking thing from a twink. Go and watch Reaper on YouTube and you'll see how fucking true that is.
Yeah.
Oh,
if anyone's getting locked in the twink category, it's me.
Not with those arms.
You guys,
God bless your heart, Tom.
You guys popped me up watching that Reaper video. Holy shit. No, the return of Cody Rhodes is amazing. It's perfect. We finally have a real star in WWE again. That's the biggest thing.
The official's out. And here comes the quarterback. Cody Rhodes is back for the first time since WrestleMania. Crossroads to Cena. Meanwhile, Logan Paul's got brass knuckles. Paul's got brass knuckles. This is wildly spared by Uso. Jey going up top. Frog splash. Rod Zapata has come to. Uso retains. Despite the efforts of Logan Paul and John Cena. And thank you, Cody Rhodes. Jey Uso retains the title.
Enough. I'm sorry that the John Cena farewell tour rode right through Rhodes country. But I'm back. I'm ready to fight. You got yourself a partner in Logan Paul. I got myself a brother in the world heavyweight champion. We'll see you at Money in the Bank.
Cody Rhodes is back.
And the crowd going hot for CM Punk. There's a star there.
Yeah, I great. Think he shows up for 90 seconds on Monday Night Raw at the end every fucking week. He's not.
Yeah, and it
the
gets
show.
The biggest pop of the night.
He's not. Yeah,
what was Cody?
What's
Cody doing on Raw? I don't want to see another Cody promo open the fucking show.
That's.
I don't want to see another Cody promo ever.
That yes, you do. Nice. You're going to be so excited.
No, I do not. That guy can't fucking talk.
This Saturday, Friday.
Why does he have a pro? Why does he
Knoxville, Tennessee? in Cody Rhodes country, SmackDown will have the some of the biggest ratings you've ever fucking seen with the return of Cody Rhodes. You will be singing the song. You will be throwing your arms up in the air for the woe, and he will explain why he's back, why he's here to stand up for true justice in the WWE, because the fucking loser John Cena can just ruin everything. He's ruined enough, right, Cody? He's ruined enough.
So why does Cody have a podcast, and why does his fucking moron of a wife have to be his first guest?
Because
why is that stupid fucking bitch anything to do with wrestling? She has no fucking talent. I mean, stop giving her a platform.
I've already subscribed.
Okay, I might have.
Guests aren't going to come on the podcast. The list has now been updated.
I might have gotten a little bit mad.
Not coming on. Sami Zayn, probably not coming on. Cody Rhodes and his wife, definitely not coming on.
Good. Fuck off.
I would love it if...
Man, Saturday Night Main Event just really got the crew heated. I love it. You know what? May have to go back and watch it. Although I look at Saturday Night Main Event as nothing more than an extra episode of Raw or SmackDown.
It's a house show they put on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch it on YouTube, by the way.
I mean, I'll watch it every time they put a house show on YouTube, but yeah. I'm also going to bitch about the stupid shit. Like giving Brandi Rhodes a fucking platform.
Nice. This podcast is awesome.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I'm in that. I don't like already. They're like, the cornerback is here. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Homeboy ain't the champion.
I have enjoyed Michael Cole. I've enjoyed his work for a very long time now. I really hope somebody made him say that, because it was the stupid fucking thing I've ever heard.
It wouldn't surprise me if they made him say that. They're trying to make Cody Rhodes to be the biggest baby face in the company, and Roman Reigns is still of a tweeter, cheers, obviously gets it all that, but Cody Rhodes is white meat baby face. So it doesn't surprise me that Michael Cole's taking some of his Cena Homerism and applying it to Cody Rhodes when it comes to the commentary. So I didn't like it either.
Loyalty and respect, brother.
exactly. But
we didn't like Michael Cole and the quarterback line, but what I did really like this weekend was NXT Battleground.
Tom, you've talked the show up quite a bit while you were watching, which was great. I love when you do your dive tweeting and you're keeping us up to date on the group chat here. I haven't gotten a chance to see all of it yet, but I've definitely seen some chunks, and this looked like a banger of a show.
Every single match delivered. Stephanie Vaquer and Jordynne Grace was absolutely fantastic. I really like both of those talents anyway, but they really, really delivered. The faction name for Shawn Spears' group, The Culling, I don't like that at all.
Yeah,
it's kind of silly. But Nico Vance, who is on that, he's in that faction. This was only his sixth match on TV.
Wow.
And I was pretty impressed. Like, obviously he's not going to be fantastic, but he looked good, and I enjoyed the match. What the hell else happened? My mind's just gone blank.
We have opener. A new TNA World Heavyweight Champion.
We do. With a pretty brutal looking rock bottom through the announce table, where the announce table did not cooperate. That match was, I mean, it's Trick Williams versus Joe Hendry. It's never going to be a classic match.
Oh, it wasn't Steamboat versus Savage? No, wasn't that?
It was not Steamboat. It wasn't even Savage in the Honky Tonk Man. It was what it was. It delivered, and the crowd made that match fun. It was what it was. It was a good match. I understand why it main evented. The whole show, I got to also give a props to Miles Bourne, who challenged for the NXT title in his first singles match that was on a pay-per-view, or PLE, or whatever the fuck they are. He did great. He looked great. And I know everyone says this, I just can't get past the baby Randy Orton every time I see him.
It's tough. Yeah, I agree.
I think he's going to go far. Also, him and Stephanie Vaquer, they would have the best looking children on the planet. So they need to hurry up and do that.
Look like men, hey? Just hardened men.
Yeah. We're going to get to wrap this up here real quick, but I am curious just to see if anybody ever actually beats Oba Femi, because I don't know if I see anybody on that men's NXT roster beating Oba Femi and just taking that spot. But they've got to do something there to kind of beef up that men's main event situation, because the mid-card title, the women's division is outshining it right now, and Oba Femi deserves that heater, whatever you want to call it, to put some pressure on him in his championship reign.
I guess my last question for UK Tom about Battleground before we wrap up. Is this the sign now with Joe Hendry losing that title that, like, he's got to be locked in? Like, it's time for the Fed contract to...
I wouldn't be surprised, but the president of TNA, whose name I've forgotten, was in the front row looking all pissed off when the show ended, so maybe they're going to work it into a TNA storyline and he'll get the belt back, but I guess we'll see.
I think they got some good options there for storylines with how Joe could either get the title back or end up leaving and going to NXT. So
better keep that subscription, brother.
Yeah, I guess so. Before we wrap up here, we do got to show some love because we are fucking pumped. This week is CWE, Canadian Wrestling's Elite, Point to Prove here in the Queen City. We're going to be checking out the show. Cowboy James Storm will be there, and he'll be challenging for the CWE World Championship against the chiseled Chad Daniels.
Cheers.
I'm looking forward to that. Last time James Storm was here, I had a blast watching him, and I became a bigger fan of him. So very, very excited to looking forward to that match. And we're getting a championship match. I love championship matches on the shows that we get.
We're getting two.
Yeah, what's the other match again?
Kamikaze and Sean Moore.
That's right.
That's
right.
Going to be awesome. That's two of the In My House podcast's favorite CWE talents. So getting to see them wrestle each other, I'm looking forward to that quite a lot.
Pumped for that match. Dude, I forgot about that. Plus, we're getting, we were talking before we hit record here, we're getting a wet dog food match. Does that sound right?
I'm gonna be sick.
Is it King Cash versus Bull Bodner? Is that who it is?
It is, yeah.
King, okay. Loser has to eat wet dog food, so that's that's something. I'm curious to see how that goes. I've never seen a match like that in person before. So curious to see how this one turns out. Good luck to Bull Bodner, man. King Cash, he's a sneaky fella. So if you haven't got your tickets to CWE's Point to Prove and you're in the Queen City area, definitely go get your tickets. This thing will sell out very fast at the door, and you don't want to be standing all night. So go get your tickets for CWE's Point to Prove. Cowboy James Storm will be there. I'm excited for James Storm, dude. So I can't wait to see it. Guys, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up? We've been having a great little time here on the potty.
We'll be there. Come say hi.
If all it takes is playing the song Bodies during a match to get the crowd into it, AEW, you're the hottest promotion going.
Man, I'm going to give them props. I've watched that clip so many times from different angles. I love how the crowd reacted to Anarchy in the Arena with Let the Bodies Hit the Floor pumping. That was that popped me. I loved it.
You know what it was missing? Eddie Kingston bloodied holding a jerry can.
I had a lot of fun watching that match, even though the Young Bucks were in it dressed like fucking idiots.
Like founding fathers. They brought like it.
Founding. No, I'm not. Nope. I'm behaving.
He's already buried enough people.
I don't want to extend the list of people that don't want to come on our show.
By all accounts, it sounded like AEW Double or Nothing was fantastic. I can't wait to go back and watch it. Will Ospreay versus Hangman Adam Page. Sasha Banks versus Jamie Hayter, not Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné versus Jamie Hayter. So much fun stuff happening there. Guys, Let us know what you think on the socials at In My House Pod. You will find us at all the major socials. That's where you can get to us. Let us know your thoughts on this past wrestling weekend and this coming weekend. If you're at CWE, come say hi. Come say hello. Come check us out. I'm Scotty Villa. That's Monday Night Mike for UK Tom. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.